Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Or you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Lisa Ressler, founder at Big Click Co., calling all the way from Indianapolis in the US of A. How are you doing, Lisa?
Great. I'm in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. See, I made a deliberate mistake to make sure that you were listening. Is there a place called Indianapolis?
There is.
There is. They're separate places, aren't they? They're probably thousands of miles apart, aren't they?
They are separate places, hundreds of miles apart, yes.
What's the weather doing there in Minneapolis?
Oh, it's a lovely summer day.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we've had 30-degree days for days and days in a row here in the UK, which is unheard of, and it's just started raining. Would you believe it?
That's
anyway,
great.
I didn't want to talk about the rain. Let's start off. You tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing at Big Click Co.
Well, I work with PPC, pay-per-click advertising, and I work on AdWords, Bing Ads, LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, anything that has a cost per click. And I work with a variety of different clients managing their accounts to get the best results and help them meet their goals. I also do speaking in the industry, and I write articles. And I think one we're going to talk about a little bit about today is on Search Engine Journal.
Definitely.
So that's what I do for fun.
Yeah, that's what I want to focus on today, because I want to talk about how to manage pay-per-click. I can never say that fast. Pay-per-click. It always sounds like paperclip when I say it.
I know.
Pay-per-click. PPC. I want to talk about how to manage that actually on restricted budgets, because a lot of people don't have, you know, massive budgets unless you're a huge company. But there's a couple of things I just wanted to talk about first, actually. One of them is Google AdWords, which has sort of changed its name recently to Google Ads. And I also wanted to just talk briefly about Pinterest, because I actually didn't realize Pinterest had a PPC offer, a pay-per-click offering. But we'll come on to that. Google Ads, or Google AdWords, as it used to be known, has recently changed its... I say recently, it's about a year ago, didn't it? It started to offer a different interface. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they basically built a completely new version of the web interface. And so they have been allowing PPC managers to use them at the same time. And so essentially people are switching back and forth because the two interfaces are quite a bit different.
Yeah.
There's a lot of debate, I guess, among industry people if they like the new interface better or if they don't, because some of the features are not yet built into it. And some people don't believe it's any faster and easier to use.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of complaints about that. But at some point, they're going to require that we use the new interface.
Yeah.
A lot of people use AdWords Editor, which is a different software that you can use. That hasn't changed, but
yeah.
So that's interesting.
What's your feeling about it, Lisa? Because it sounds like they're just going to move over to the new interface regardless of what anyone thinks.
Yes, they definitely will. I personally don't think it's a lot faster and it's difficult to find things. Especially the stuff that's the things that are buried deeply that we are, as experts, we're usually giving people tips on how to find them. So yeah. Now we have to learn where everything's buried.
Wow. Now let's move on to Pinterest. I mean, I sound really unintelligent, but I actually didn't realise that Pinterest had a PPC thing. I believe it's called Promoted Pins, Lisa. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah. It is very cool. They recently opened it up to all advertisers. I believe it was in the fall.
Yeah.
And what is really cool about Pinterest is that these are people that are in a shopping mode, and discovery and idea mode. And they're going to Pinterest to get these ideas, and they're collecting all their ideas on these boards. Mm. And like I said, they're in a purchase mindset. So we're also looking at consumers that are predominantly women and decision makers. So it's a great consumer audience. So it's there's a lot of home improvement and beauty, and there are so many different categories that appeal to that market. So I think it's really a really exciting opportunity, because the ads appear in the context of regular pins, so they're not intrusive.
Oh, okay. You mean they're sort of mixed in with the regular pins, are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Have you used the interface, Lisa? Is it sort of fairly usable?
Yes, it is.
Now, I wanted to specifically, just generally, looking at pay-per-click, talk about how a manager would manage it on a smaller budget. And I know that you recently wrote an article, didn't you, about this very subject. Let's start off with probably defining the challenges of having a smaller budget on PPC.
Right. So one of the reasons why I wanted to write this article is to address some of the challenges. And the first step in determining the budget is to take your budget and figure out what size of an account you have.
Yeah.
So basically take the amount, divide it by how many days are in a month, and then you'll come up with your daily budget. A lot of times advertisers will tend to not realize that they're limited, and they'll throw everything into the account, and they'll put too many campaigns or too many keywords into the account, and then it won't run. So the key is to first get an idea for how much budget you'll have per day.
Yeah.
And then determine how many campaigns you can afford, because you can only divide it up so much.
Yeah. And there's a few techniques you can use, aren't there? I mean, you just alluded there to splitting it up and sort of, I'm assuming that goal setting is a very important thing to do here.
Right. So if you're limited to a couple of campaigns due to your budget, then you really need to think about what your goal is and what you're trying to do. So actually, in my article, I show an example of a small advertiser that was advertising for scholarships, for school scholarships. So what we decided to do was have one campaign that was keyword driven, and that was the goal was to get leads for people to apply for the scholarship. And then the other one was a display campaign. So just two.
Yeah.
The other one does a display campaign. And that purpose of that one is to get awareness of the scholarship program out and to make it in this geographic area, make it as visible as possible among the target market. So we're only focusing on two things, right? And in this account.
And what about ways of sort of narrowing down sort of the scope, if you like, of pay-per-click? I know that geo-targeting is one technique, isn't it?
Right. So even if you are a national company and you have a small budget, you're a national company or international, you still can't target every place, because it will be spread out too thin.
Yeah.
So what is helpful to do is to think about maybe where your customers are more likely to be, or where they are coming from now. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So if looking at the areas where the majority of your customers are, and then focusing on those areas and not including some of the ones where you rarely get sales. So that's important to do. But at the same time, you don't want to make the geotargeting too narrow, or it won't run. So you have to, balance that out and try a couple different things.
You can even go down to zip codes, can't you, Lisa, on these geotargeting approaches?
Yes. Yes, you can do countries, states, cities, zip codes, and radiuses around a location, which is one of my favorites.
Now, timing, that's another way of restricting, isn't it? Because is it possible to restrict the ads to certain hours? Is that a sort of bona fide technique?
Definitely. Along with the geotargeting, if your business isn't open on the weekends, say you're B2B, you work 9 to 5, just run your ads 9 to 5 or 8 to 6. It doesn't make sense. They don't need to, run them in the evenings or the weekends. And for businesses that have, based on what their hours are, when their calls are being taken, they're also, if they're open, if say it's e-commerce and there's something where the website's always open, they're always willing to take orders. This is something that they can look at their records and say, okay, when are people more likely to buy? Like, when are our busiest times on the website? When do the most sales come in? So they can just exclude the ones that are seeing traffic but not sales.
In your article, actually, you mentioned match types, which made my ears prick up a bit. I have to admit, match types is something I'm not quite so familiar with. This is to do with focusing, getting the keywords right, isn't it, Lisa? How do they work?
Right. So you can, on keywords, you want them to trigger an ad, the most relevant ad from your account based on the user's search query. So we have the technology to tell Google and Bing and say, okay, if this phrase is used exactly, like red shoes, then we want you to serve this ad about red shoes exactly. But there's ways, if we were to phrase match it or broad match it, it could also trigger for like red shoe laces, which we probably don't want.
Yeah.
So being able to manipulate the match types is important for a small budget so that they're not spending a lot of money on wasted clicks. They can control that also using negative keywords.
Yeah.
So if in my red shoe example, if we didn't sell laces, we could put laces in the negative list, so the ads would never show if someone was searching for laces. So that's a powerful tool, and I would recommend that people spend as much time on the keywords on the negatives as the keywords, because that can really save a lot of time and stress having to weed through those later.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, there are some specific things you can do, aren't there, Lisa, with on a small budget? I didn't realise that you could do, certainly with Google Ads, you can do call only, can't you? So rather than being taken to a landing page, it just presumably displays a phone number. Is that how it works?
It's a click-to-call ad. So that can be a very powerful way for advertisers that don't have a great site, or maybe you want the customer to make an appointment. That's a perfect way to just get them directly connected with you.
Yeah.
And yes, and those are mostly through mobile, and people are, obviously researching and on their mobile phones constantly. So this is a great way to narrow down the account and focus on getting calls in.
Yeah, mobile is such a big thing these days, isn't it? So I presume it's really useful if you can just you put a search in and then that pops something where you just click and it calls immediately.
Right. If you're looking for a local business, I mean, how important is that?
Yeah, yeah. And you also mentioned use display, so making your company appear to be sort of everywhere mm-hmm. by using remarketing to website. How does that work?
Well, what you can do is even with a small budget, and like the example I had of the scholarship, if the scholarship is in a specific metro area,
yeah,
what you can do is target all types of local websites so that you're being seen locally by your audience a lot. Sometimes people think, well, I'm just, it's too much. So you can actually limit the number of impressions per person.
Yeah.
But you can also give this impression that you're everywhere, that you really have a presence. So people will be seeing your name over and over again. And that also looks good. It looks good to competitors because it makes them wonder what you're doing.
Yeah.
Makes them complain.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you also mentioned
they're everywhere. What do we need to do this?
Yeah. The you mentioned tracking, and I know that we talk about tracking a lot on this show, and it's tremendously important. I'm assuming that making sure that you set up efficient tracking is going to have quite a big impact. It's going to make it more efficient, isn't it? So you're going to be able to do more with your budget.
Right. Tracking is one of the areas where small advertisers will forget about it, or they don't know quite how to do it. It's kind of confusing and there's code involved, and that scares people.
Yeah.
But it's important to get the tracking done, and you can track so many things, and the information that you get out of it can help inform some of those other decisions that you need to make. For example, when people are buying from your site, when they're coming to your site, where the geotargeting is, things like that you can help you to set and or exclude different things based on what you find in the tracking. But a really easy way to do it is to use one of the free tools like Google Analytics, and they have it very easily plugs into AdWords, and there is a lot of data in there. It gets tricky when you are talking about other platforms and getting that in analytics, but I mean, it's definitely worth it to, if someone didn't feel comfortable with it, to have a consultant work with them at least to get it set up, because in theory, you should only have to set it up once.
Yeah. Just moving on to keywords, because keyword selection obviously is crucially important. I was just wondering if there's a technique, maybe using longer keywords or long tail keywords. Is this a good strategy?
It definitely is, especially if you have a smaller budget. So again, you can't do everything. And in my red shoes example, you probably wouldn't want to bid on red shoes. You probably would want to bid on red Converse shoes.
Yeah.
Or something like that, so that it has it's more precise, but it's not going to be as expensive as or generic as just red shoes. So you want to look for opportunities like that. Another thing that I will do that is helpful for smaller budgets is sometimes there will be core words and your core keywords that you really need to have.
Yeah.
But they are expensive, and so one thing that you could do is put high volume or expensive keywords together in one group.
Yeah.
So you can closely monitor them based on the cost and the volume, because if you put them in with the other keywords, they could eat up the budget.
Yes, yeah. And then presumably you can put a cap or a max bid on them.
Yes. So sometimes advertisers with smaller budgets have to prioritize, unfortunately, and say, okay, I really like these keywords, but I can't spend $45 for a click. So I want to be present for it, but I just can't afford $45. So I'm going to, you know, limit my cost per click to $10 or $5, and I'll take what I can get.
Now, what about dynamic search ads? Because I know, I'm guessing they can be a bit dangerous, can't they?
The dynamic search ads are great for larger accounts with a larger budget, because they're automatically generated from the content of the website.
Yeah.
So Google's making them up on the fly. That's great if you have a big account, because it takes care of some of the management for you. But if you have a small account, it's something that you might want to opt out of, because you don't really have control over what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you really have to have you can tell them to scan certain sections of your site and exclude certain sections, but you really have to be very savvy. Does that, you know, to understand what you're doing, what you're including, what you're excluding. But if you can do that, that's an option.
Yeah. And then moving on to landing pages, because that's where that's where the potential client ends up. How important is it to optimize those?
The landing pages have always been a challenge for small advertisers, because it takes resources to develop them and know how to integrate it with AdWords so that you have a good quality experience. And there's the matter of usually no one's testing them or trying different things. So that's important to look at how it is matching up with the ads and the keywords. What are the conversion opportunities on the page? If they want them to fill out a form, download something, call, however you want to, you know, capture this information. And it has to be a really clean and easy way for someone to convert, and of course you need to track all that. So
yeah,
but one of my ideas is, hey, if you can't do this, then maybe try the call only idea that we talked about earlier.
Yeah. So if you had to select just one thing from all of those for our audience today, Lisa, one top tip, what would it be?
My top tip would be, when you're working with a smaller budget, to spend as much time planning as you do creating the account, because it will be a lot more smooth sailing. So think about the things that we talked about today. You know, understand what the scope is of the, how big it will be, what goals you want to meet, how to laser focus the targeting, and then what the experience will be when you want them to convert on the landing page. Just to spend the time planning to think through that and map that out before you get started.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Big Click Co?
Well, my website is bigclickco.com. And also I am on Twitter, and my handle is Lisa Rocks SEM.
That's a great Twitter handle.
It's old. I've been on there for a long time.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/IMpodcast. And please leave us a review if you're enjoying the show. That'd be great. Questions and suggestions, the email is podcasts@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. Remember, we have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. That's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Lisa. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.